You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Are You Urban Anthology, Volume 4. A little different this time, TNT. You're the host.
Yeah.
Are you truly urban?
That's what we're going to call it. Yeah. I like that, actually.
Yeah, because fucking you tricked me.
There was no trickery.
I thought we were coming in for one game, and you played a different game.
We played the same game.
You son of a bitch.
I literally gave words, and you gave definitions to it.
All right. This one also has the Beardy 5 podcast guys on it.
Same thing.
So we are going to go ahead and get the show started. Enjoy the show, everybody. Edition of the Crazy Town Podcast, Are You Urban Anthologies, Volume 4.
Volume 4.
I am your host, Jonas, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamight. What's going on, guys?
Not much. We're about to listen to the truly Are You Urban that you hosted.
Yeah.
But before we do that,
What
follow happened? Us on Twitch.
Go.
Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia.
Hurry now. Stop the podcast and go to Twitch.
Yes. Well, they want to listen.
Give us money. Please.
Make sure you follow us there because the season 3 is going to be live with video on Twitch. Also, YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, with all of our gaming videos, concert videos, all the fucking Twitch video, everything. All of it. All the videos.
Yeah, go there too. Watch our videos 100 times.
Yeah, all of them, a million
Please
times.
Give us money. We haven't eaten in weeks.
Also, Twitter at Crazy Town Media for all of the information regarding the Crazy Town. All right, man. We're going to jump right into it.
Let's go.
It's just one episode. It's long.
It's a long one.
You tricked me.
You weren't in the gym training. You should have been training your jumper the whole week.
My urban word jumper? I was, but I was looking at other shit.
Were you cheating?
I wasn't cheating. I'm just joking. All right, guys, we'll be back at the end to talk about everything that happened. Enjoy the show. All right, and we are back on the season finale of season 2 of the Crazy Town Podcast. Right now, joining us, special guests, Sid and Jess, hosts of the Beardy 5 Podcast. Welcome, guys.
What's cracking?
What's going on?
Good to be back.
Definitely, definitely. You were on our last season finale, so I figured I'd have you back again. This may be our last Are You Urban that we ever play.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
And you guys were in the first one, so I figured we'd come full circle.
Let's
wow.
do it.
All right. So you guys took a hiatus from the Beardy 5 for a little bit, but now you're back as of a few weeks ago.
We both have full beards again.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, we went through a funny time. Jess even had a goatee for a while.
I had a goatee.
He was experimenting. Wow. It was a tough time.
You went from the yearty to a goatee?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was a rough period in my life.
There was never a soul patch where this was there. I'm just asking.
Just a soul patch, that's it?
I don't think I could rock that myself. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the goatee never hurt nobody, but it was just a rough period in my life. I went to rehab, and now I have the full beard again.
You found your way, and now you're back on the beard life. I got you. Yeah. Okay.
Hormone transplant therapy. I understand. I've been
but
there.
But we're back. We're better than ever. And, you know, we're drinking Mick Ulties now, but, you know, that's...
Yeah!
It's less carbs.
Yeah, we switched to the low carb. So basically, all we did was... We took off 4 months and switched to the low-carb beer and came back.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Do you want to go and tell everybody out there again where they can find your podcast or follow you on Twitter or anything like that?
Well, you can follow us. Right now, we're mainly on Instagram is where we're the most active, at the Beardy 5 Pod. We're also on Twitter at the Beardy 5.
Okay.
And then, right here on these show notes.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you do in the meantime? You were doing a podcast called New Gains. It was just a bodybuilding kind of diet, you know, better get yourself fit sort of thing.
Yeah, it was just a pretty, it was pretty much just a discussion every week about, you know, our diet and what we were doing to get in better shape.
It was not nearly as fun as getting together every Saturday or Friday night or whatever and drinking beer.
Pounding some beer.
Pounding beer and talking shit. So we went back to the pounding beer.
Yeah.
Right. Do you still have the same five principles of the Beardy Five?
Well, I'll tell you, what the Beardy Five stands for now is just bullshit.
Bumload of bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
The five is just there. But people like the name. Like, we had people texting us and actually, like friends wanted to come back on and shit. People like the name, so when we came back, we wanted to come back with the same name and the same bullshit, but, you know, less of a structure. Just some guys hanging out pounding beers.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Well, because it originated a little bit of history. You guys used to do top five lists way back in the day.
That's where the original five came from, was the top five movie countdowns.
There you go. And then it just evolved into fucking drinking beer with your buddies and fucking talking shit.
It evolved into what it is today. That's right, Jonas.
Yeah.
And I think your listeners would like it because you and TNT, you seem like good shit talkers.
Oh, yeah. We can talk shit. That's for sure. Yeah, everybody, I fully endorse. Yes, I fully endorse the Beardy 5 podcast. You need to check it out. It's awesome. It's one of my favorites. So, all right, we're going to get into RU Urban. Maybe the final RU Urban ever, but we got a twist today. Usually TNT, he's the champion of RU Urban. He's won 6 out of 7 games he's played. Today Jonas is going to play RU Urban.
Speak on the rest of my accolades. The two-time champion.
So basically how RU Urban works, it's an Urban Dictionary based game. I don't know where the hell TNT pulled these words from. Hopefully Urban Dictionary. Basically he gives us a word. We have to guess what it means, and how it works is the first person, if they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, it moves on to the next contestant, and then they get 2 points, and on to the third for 3, and so on. I do have a little bonus note for everybody here. There is this is the last episode of our season. I'm going to put out a couple best of episodes in RU Urban Anthology. There will be a bonus RU Urban with these same guys, the Beardy 5 podcast, that we had an awful time trying to record.
Wow. So, the lost tapes.
The lost episode. I can't guarantee what it's going to sound like. I haven't edited it yet, but it will be in the RU Urban anthologies that I'm releasing in the bonus episodes the coming weeks.
If there is a movie that is ever to be made about the guy that's still on Jurassic Park, that's survived all these years, that's this podcast.
Oh, we're the Chris Pratt's of podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Pratt podcast. The Raptor Whisperer. No, he's the T-Rex Whisperer.
Yeah. Hell
yeah, dude.
No.
T-Rex and Raptor.
Okay. All right.
All right. You guys ready?
All right. Who's how are we going to figure out who goes first?
Jess goes first.
I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction. This is TNT Dynamite. This is my Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
I think that I've proved over the tenure of the show that I am a living Urban Dictionary as it goes, seeing as though nobody has dethroned me but one Miss Melody Pang. Shout out to her. So my version of Urban Dictionary is Urban Dictionary from across the country.
So
first off, we got some Urban Dictionary words from New York. I don't know where you guys are from. Where are you guys from, anyway?
North Carolina.
Okay,
so basically, that's New York. So you guys should do well.
All right, how we doing? Who's going first? Who's going second? Who's going third?
I got a number. Pick a number 1 through 100.
76.
2.
43.
The number was 17. So we see who goes
first. Your boy, Sid.
Yep, Jonas was second, and third would be
Jess.
I'll bring it on home.
Absolutely.
Jonas will keep score on a piece of paper in front of him. So, That we do high tech shit. I mean, the scoreboard is lit up in the crazy town compound.
I honestly appreciate you keeping score because I got a lot going on here. All right. I do. I got like a laptop
hey, listen, guys,
my phone.
They only listen to Crazy Town for the production value. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Your word is guap.
Money.
Your word is guap.
Money. Paper.
Very good. That wow. is the right answer.
Is that right?
That
all
is
right.
the right answer.
All right. He's got 1 point. All right. One word down.
They're not all. They're,
How
they're,
many words are we doing, TZ? 10?
We can do more than that. I got nine New York.
We can go all night. He's got 11.
Yeah. We'll go until they're done.
Okay. We'll go until your words are done.
Exactly.
So more than 10. It's a little breakdown, are you?
So you're next.
All right.
That was pretty good, man. I didn't think he'd know what guap was, but
I
maybe
I would have got it wrong. Don't forget, oh, wait, there is the pity point. If we all get it wrong, you get to choose who gets the points.
I'm giving it to myself. All right. Your word, Jonas, is gully.
Gully. The gully is.
These are New York words. Just so
I,
you know. These are New
York words. I listened New to York, so much since I got this shit.
I don't, you
oh,
see, that, that's,
you
that, that it
bitch.
Helps. Sometimes it helps.
Man.
These are real words that they use in the streets of New York, not like robot, like you pass out to people.
The gully. It is a place that you go to pick up sluts.
A place where you go to pick up sluts?
That's TNT's house.
Let's play it again.
Oh,
right. Gully is to
wait,
be. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, you got to pass it on, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jess's turn.
Yeah, Jess, can you pick it up? What is gully?
A gully.
No, what is gully?
Is. What is gully? What is it?
Go ahead.
What is
oh,
it?
Son of a bitch, I know what it is now.
Do you?
The only thing I can think of is a gully.
This is a layup, guys.
You know, where the water's washed out, but that's not in New York.
No, they don't have that in NYC.
Gully.
Our New York listeners are going to know.
I'm going to have to pass on this one. I can't think of nothing.
You can't think of anything?
All right. All right.
TNT, sit on my turn. I've got an answer for you.
All right.
I like to use it in a sentence first.
You want me to use it in a sentence?
Well, I'll use it in a sentence for you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
As 50 Cent would say to Tony Yayo, keep it going. Keep it 100. Keep it real with me.
That's
correct.
Oh,
that is right.
Big money.
Gully is to be overly authentic or genuine to the streets.
Oh, Ness for 3 points. He's up 4-0 already.
Come on.
Damn.
That's wonderful.
All right.
I'm telling you, these are real words. All right, your number.
This is Jess.
This is Jess, I believe. Yeah. Okay, Jess's turn.
What's
that? You're helping me out. Your number is, or your word is, brick. What is brick?
This is still New York?
This is still New York. We're going to stay in New York for a little bit, and then we're going to move on. Don't worry.
Okay, the only thing I can think of with brick is like a big dude, like a brick shit house.
You know what, Jess? I'm sorry, but
don't do it. Come on.
Sorry. So that goes to Jonas now, Jonas?
No, it goes to Sid.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It goes to Sid. Sid, do you know what brick is?
Well, they usually use it when they're saying moving bricks, moving drugs, cocaine, to be exact.
Wow, that is correct.
Or crack cocaine.
While that is correct, I cannot give it to you. That is not the New York slang for what brick is.
Oh, so shit. That's what I was going to say.
Shit.
It's all right.
Jonas.
It's all right. I understand the mistake.
A brick would be an ugly woman.
Well, Jonas, your misogyny has gotten you a... All right. Brick is... very cold or borderline freezing.
Okay.
If I were to use it in a sentence, I would say, I don't care who that bitch is. It's brick as fuck out. I'm going to chill and roll this L.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Oh, New York.
Okay, I'm going to give that point to the guy who said the cocaine, because that was actually
a
terminology.
It's not like a goose egg out here.
It's going to be hard to catch up. We're doing more in 10 words. So we got
you guys aren't using your lifelines. You can't ask for it in a sentence. You can ask for the spelling.
Okay.
Your turn. Or no,
Orton.
Man, I'll keep it in order. Don't
All you right, know. You tell me whose turn it is. All right, Sid, Your word is wildin'.
Just like getting overly mad about something, going crazy, overreacting, just acting stupid. Like it's not that big a deal.
Man, Sid in front of me is taking all the answers.
That is the right answer.
I know
it
is.
See, if I said enough, he had to give it to me.
These are all, look, I'm using a random number generator.
Ain't you got no Urban Dictionary from, like, Texas or something?
I might. You don't know. We're going across the country.
Okay.
So you'll never know. Who's next?
Me.
You.
Jonas.
Your word is grill.
Oh, your mouth. Like your fucking grill. Like the platinum teeth grill. I mean.
You know what? That would be right if we were in the South.
Oh,
but we're in New York.
Oh.
The grill originated in the South. I'll give you that. And that's a very good answer. You might get the pity point. Who's next? Jess.
Jess,
can you tell me what grill means?
That was it.
What?
That was it. That was my answer.
A grill. I'm thinking Jersey Shore here, and you know the Guidos that said it like us. A grill? Are they talking about a barbecue grill?
I don't know why you think that only people from the Jersey Shore would barbecue.
No, but he caught it.
They do that everywhere in America. So that I'm afraid that gets you. Sorry.
Okay.
Man,
this is Urban Dictionary. You got to think.
Urban Dictionary.
You got to pick. These are real words that they use.
I know. I came with a certain mindset, and you fucking came with something else. Are you urban? This is Are You From New York?
This is Are You Urban and From New York?
All right, Sid, your turn. Okay.
All of these words are on Urban Dictionary.
Interrogate somebody. Question them.
Ooh.
That's a good idea.
Ooh. You know what? That was very close, but it's still.
No way.
I gotta give a point to the guy who said interrogate. To grill means to stare at. Or, why you grilling me, son?
Oh, son!
No, you know, the funny,
like, for real, it's about to be a problem.
The funny part about this is every word that you've said tonight, Sid is going to use in a sentence tomorrow.
I use all these words regularly, honestly. you know. Stay up on my trap house.
All
you know
right. It is now Jess's turn.
All right, Jess. So. Your word is wavy.
Man, I'm trying to be wavy. Sexist.
Wait, what's the word now?
Wavy.
Wavy.
Okay, go ahead.
Wavy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I changed my mind. Wavy means, like, You're ecstatic about something. You're happy about it. You're excited.
That's pretty close. That is pretty close, but
he likes that buzzer.
Damn buzzer.
Not close enough.
All right, Sid.
TNT, here's what I got for you. I'm thinking,
what's that?
High and low. You ever heard the Katy Perry song Hot and Cold? It means not committal. It means happy about something and you back out.
Bipolar?
Kinda, except with your decision making. And your attitude.
Wow,
and your energy.
You took that to a whole psychiatric level where I feel like I have to reinterpret some of my life decisions. And I appreciate that, but not the answer we were looking for here at the crazy town.
Jonas is going to ask for it in a sentence.
Oh, Jonas, you asked for it in a sentence. That might be one of the best moves that you've made.
Because so far they've been not very good.
Okay, in a sentence would be, all right, my mans, if I get up out my seat, you won't be acting all wavy.
Oh, son.
Like you're a tough guy.
That's close, but not close enough. Wavy is to be acting cool.
Okay. Oh, okay. Just, all right.
That's all it means. You guys, man, I really thought that you being from West Virginia, is that these New York terms would have leaked over through the border. Well,
to be fair, TNT, I only missed one.
That's true. He's
I listen to a lot of 50 Cent Middle School, son.
All right, well, I'm telling you, it's going to help you in some of these. We only got a few more New York, and then we're going to move on.
I listen to the game, too. You know what I'm saying? Hater love it, the underdog's on top.
Yo, we should just do a whole podcast with these guys doing rap lyrics.
With TNT, I'm going to shout until my heart stops. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm done.
Beautiful.
All right, Sig gets first go.
All right. Oh, I didn't give a point. Who do I give the point to?
Who do you give the point to?
Let's give it to Jess.
Jess?
Yeah! He's on the scoreboard.
Who's point? Who's
7-1-0?
You have no points? Dude, and it's written all over your face right now.
Man, I thought I was coming to play a different game.
We're playing Are You, this is Are You Urban. These are real.
There's no room to be entertaining and fun.
There is plenty of room to be entertaining. These guys are doing it. Anyway, your word is sus.
Do we need to leave the room?
No, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Another Quaalude, he'll love me in the morning. Your word is sus.
Sus?
Yes.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Absolutely. Lil Uzi Vert be doing some sus activity. His music's cool.
Suspect.
Though.
Oh! Lil Uzi Vert is suspect.
Suspect.
I actually knew that.
Did you know that one?
It's like all the ones he's got right, I knew
yeah,
too.
Yeah, tell me about it, the story of my life. I play every episode of this ever.
Man, shit.
Is it your turn now?
It is my turn.
Look, I think you got this one.
All right.
This is an easy one.
Nope.
This is a layup.
Nope.
Today's word is tight.
Can you use a sentence? Because I
absolutely. I just calm down. I just left Darnell's tight. I'm sorry. I just left Darnell's house, and man, was his mom tight. I hope he's okay.
Looking good.
Joni. I'm sorry, man. My man. I really want to give these to
Buzz
you.
Buzz him.
I really do. Who's next?
Jess.
Okay, so in that sentence, you said his mother's real tight. I hope he's okay. Yeah. So just from context, I'm not going to be nasty.
Yeah, this is New York, remember.
His mother's upset about something. She's distraught.
She's not great.
She got pride. I'm upset, you know?
That's the answer.
Yeah! I come to play.
Hell yeah.
I basically gave it to you in the sentence, too.
Yeah, but...
You're talking to Jones.
Yeah, Jones.
He gave it to all of us with the sentence.
Now you're making fun of him.
Oh.
What? What a bastard.
Sorry. My bad.
All right, we got...
I'm about halfway through my second McAlty.
It's fine. We got one more word in New York. And it's going to go to you.
Got it.
Your word...
Goes to Jess.
Goes to Sid.
Yeah, it's my turn. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Your word is thirsty.
Thirsty. It means the chick is hot. Everybody's after that chick. What are you talking about? No. Everybody's after that chick. They look at all her Instagram photos.
Steal the damn words.
Do what? No way.
It's not that the chick is hot, though. Though most chicks are hot in their own way.
We like women.
I appreciate you're trying to appeal to our female demographic.
I mean,
the 0.1%. Well, our female demographic is low, son. I was just guessing on y'all.
Y'all might have 0.1. We got 0.
Like, that's it. None.
It's just a bunch of bearded bastards sitting around laughing.
Bitches want to hear us. But listen, I know a lot of thirsty bitches. Okay? And thirsty means she wants it too bad, and she's showing it to everybody.
That is true.
Oh, that's my thirsty. God.
I fucking knew it. He stole right before
it
me.
It happened.
God, damn it.
Man, you've not been on this end of the battlefield, man. You don't know what it's like over there.
I don't.
This is what it's like.
I guess.
You got to come up with shit quick, man. If you don't know what it is, come up with a good answer. Guess what, guys? We're moving. Get on the fucking imaginary plane of Urban Dictionary, and we're going to California.
Oh, oh shit.
So all right. I hope you're freaking
California.
Ready.
No.
All right, just for shits and giggles, the score is 10, Sid, Jess 3, Jonas 2.
I'm surprised you haven't thrown the controller by now. All right, let's see. Who are we starting with?
Oh, my turn. Yep. Shit.
Yep, Sid, then Jonas. All right. Your word, California, mind you, we know how to party, is grip.
Grip. We went out to Cali, and I'm lost. Grip.
Oh, you're all that 50 Cent listening. Oh, you're no good now.
No, now you got to brush up on your Snoop Dogg Kendrick.
Tupac, son.
I like Biggie. I like 50. I don't listen to Pop. Okay? So can you use that in a sentence?
Absolutely. I asked my moms for ice cream money, and she gave me a grip of coins.
Handful.
Yeah, you know what, man? You know I'm going to make it a little misleading for you in these sentences.
Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch. So it's too opening close right there. You know, I knew better.
Yeah, I knew it's not going to be on the nose.
I knew better. That's it. Jonas, take this one home.
Yeah, right. let's see here. A grip of coins. It would be a... I was gonna say,
come on, Joni, get on the fucking scoreboard, man. We know this, you know this. I'm not helping him, but I'm looking him deep in the eye, and I'm trying to give him the answer just through looks.
I've got a T-shirt.
A dollar's worth of coins. I don't fucking know, dude.
That's your answer?
Yes, it is. Give me the fucking buzzer.
Oh no.
All right, it goes to our final contestant as of right now. Jess, right?
A grip of coins.
Yes.
As much, it's very much like the phrase, hope in one hand and shit in the other. Which one's going to fill up faster? A grip of coins is pretty much giving you no money and saying, get the hell out of my face.
Wow, the exact polar opposite to my answer. To get a grip of coins is to get a large amount.
Oh,
yo, yeah. She gave me a grip of coins.
Interesting.
I can't put that emphasis when I'm reading a sentence, but you, come on.
Hey, man.
You listen to rap music.
I do.
Have you not been paying attention? All right, who's next? It's you.
Who got the pity point?
Oh, yeah. The first answer.
That's your boy.
The hand.
Another point?
All right. There we go. Sid's up 11-3.
He has a chance to catch up, believe me.
What?
He has a chance to catch up, believe me.
Who has a chance to catch up?
Everybody has a chance to catch up.
I don't know about that.
Come on, big guy. It's all right.
It's my turn.
Turn that smile upside down.
Turn that smile upside down? Get frowny about it?
Oh, my God. This one's not easy.
Dude, it's fine. I'm fine with my goose egg.
All right. Your word, Jonas, is cool off.
I need it in a sentence, man.
You got it. Nah, man. I'm cool off wings. Good looks, though.
Not interested. Don't want any.
Very good.
Yeah, look at me. I will not be shut out.
You're not going to have a brown season on the show. Very good.
Yay.
I didn't know if you would get that. Who's next on our list?
Jess.
Jess, your word is to swoop.
I'm going to have to ask. Sentence, please.
Absolutely. Swooped a piece of cake and ate it in the car.
Okay, swoop. Okay, swoop is to grab real quick. Just take with you.
It is that, but...
On the slide.
On the slide? That made no sense.
Wait, real quick. Do I count that? I'm going to give it to him.
You're the host, man.
I got to give it to him.
There we go.
It is to pick up or steal.
Pick up or steal.
It's to pick up or steal. When he said on the slide.
That was like you're ringing the buzzer.
The sound effect hasn't taken place yet.
I had no idea.
I'll give it to him. Well, I'm going to give it to him.
Welcome back.
Who's next? Sid?
Yes.
Sid. It's Sid. His turn.
Okay,
I
Sid.
I just got a point. So.
My good sir, your word is late.
Late. Tennis
play? Absolutely.
I love this game.
I'm a cruise by the crib, comma, late.
Later.
I mean, yeah, if we were from West Virginia, that would be fine, but we're from California right now. We're all Californians. When you're here, you're family.
Okay.
Jonas?
Swing by the crib late.
Comma, late.
Damn it.
Comma, is he talking about the rapper?
Comma. Yes. Comma, the rapper who's an actor and everything.
Comma.
We get those bootlegs up here. It says comma on the CD.
Yeah. I mean, the titles are all just a little different.
Think Californian beach bum. You can do. I wish I could do the impression. I would. Oh, dude, I'm gonna swing by the crib late.
Yeah.
I know,
dude. That actually confused me more. Late at night. I don't fuck. Just give me a fucking buzzer, dude.
No, you gotta put something down.
Using real words fucks me up, man. I'm ready for some crazy shit.
It's a fucking. All right. This is crazy shit because it's getting you guys. You guys ain't figuring out
what
one of you are.
Yeah.
Do you?
Okay. Late means TTYL. Talk to you soon. Aha.
That's the right answer. That is the right answer.
Yo!
It is short for later. Short for later.
11 to 7 to 1.
Damn, Jess is catching up.
It's still anybody's game.
California.
Damn, I hate when we moved out to Cali. I was killing it in New York. Whose turn?
It is.
Whose turn is it?
Jess.
It's Jeff. No, it's mine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was Sid's word first.
Okay.
Because he got 3 points on that one.
Got to change the scoring scheme when I'm in office. Your word, this is going to be, you're not getting this one either. Your word is cutty. C-U-T-T-Y, cutty.
Using a sentence for me, please.
You got it. I was driving through the cuts and got pulled over by the cops. Cutty as fuck.
It was to be profiled.
Joni, love you like a brother, man, but that is the wrong answer.
Hey, man. It's fine.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
It's fine, dude.
Who takes over from there? Jess.
Cutting. Well, all I can think of is the cuts would be the hood. Just a different word for the hood. Maybe a nicer part of the hood where you know shit ain't going to go down, but you still need to be careful. So cutting would be
all right. Well, if
keep an eye on your back. You know what I'm saying? That's close, but it's no cigar.
No, that's basically it. That's basically it. Cutty means sketchy. It means sketchy. Yeah, cutty. Cuts is another name for the hood. That's why I put it in there. And cutty just means that it's very, very sketchy. Jesus, man, he's cleaning up.
Now it's 11 to 9 to 1. So it's going to be a game between those two, at least.
It's still anybody's game. All you got to do is think with your urban mind. You live with me.
I know,
man. Thought some of this would have brushed off.
Yeah, man. I was thinking I was coming to a different.
All game, these man. Chance glances that I've given you in the hallway, and you've never Jeez, once.
Chance glances.
Hey, I don't know if that's urban or what. We don't call that urban. Okay. We call that something else. It's all right. Okay.
This one's Jess.
All right, Jess. Your word is a dusty.
Wow.
Dusty.
Sentence, please.
Absolutely. Trish is bringing her friends over. I heard her friends are dusty.
Bitchy. Nasty. Don't want to be around them.
Those are...
Yes, that is exactly the right answer. Yeah. When you think about it, would you want to hang around a dusty woman?
No.
Undesirable.
It's turned into a game for those two guys. 11-10-1
Look, man, you've been coaching for a long time. You've been a ring announcer for a long time. It's rough when you're in the ring, all right? It's rough when you're in the ring.
I know, dude, I do.
It's still anybody's game except Jess's.
If I lose this to Jess, I'm burning this place down. I'm burning it down.
You guys are jocking for
what's
position.
The score here?
It's 11-10
Oh my god.
And you have one.
I'm not even in it.
You're in it!
I don't count. I got 1 point, guys.
All right, whose turn is it? It's yours.
It's
right?
Sid's.
Sid's
yeah.
turn. Yeah. All right. Your word is yadamine. Yadamine. I'm sorry. I mispronounced it. Yadamine.
I need a sentence here.
Yeah, absolutely. I need you home by 9. An answer to that would be yadamine.
So the person that replied said, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it can go either way.
But in your sentence, the person who replies.
Yes.
It means I got you. I understand.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's close. But that's not quite it. I'm sorry. I can't give
Modern
that to you.
Fire. Sorry.
How about.
Your data mean.
I don't agree, but I'm going to do it.
What are you going to do? Oh!
I don't agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to do it.
I thought you were
making it. That's it. That's got to be it.
Oh, shit.
He sees me lifting up the phone to give him the buzzer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Get that a mean.
It means...
This is...
It means polar opposite.
California.
It means polar opposite. They said, be home by 9. He said, kiss my ass.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Your data mean just means, you know what I mean. Your data mean.
Why would the person reply, you know what I mean? I need you home by 9, and he replies, look, you know what I mean?
Look, you hit us with a robot in one of these fucking episodes. That had nothing to do with the word. I don't know why Californians say this, but these are actual words that Californians use.
Hmm.
Trust me.
Interesting.
Actual words. I'm not like this is stuff that if you're going to California, you start using this, they're going to think you're right from the cut.
Who gets the point, man? Who gets the point?
Oh. What was Jess's answer? What did
polar
say?
Opposites. She said, be home by 9.
Nah, that's not.
I told her, kiss my ass.
Nah, it was Sid then. Sid gets that.
Oh, point. We're pulling away now, bitch.
It was the closest, honestly.
We'll see.
Because it basically is confirmation.
We'll I got you. It is mine.
It is yours. Okay, your word is slaps.
I need an incense.
Absolutely. Yo, my dude, that new Nipsey Hussle slaps.
It's fucking really good. It's awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. I keep getting the 1 point.
I
got 2 points now.
Slaps. Slaps, this means the catchy hip hop song.
What is a banger?
Banger is also, but that's New York terminology.
Okay.
That was our last.
I'm stuck up here.
Okay.
All
right.
New York.
All right.
Wincat.
I think we got one more.
Yeah, well,
in California?
Yeah, one more in Cali.
It's Jess's.
I live in Canada. Your word is on mamas.
Wow.
On mamas.
Give me a sentence.
Yes. I smashed his sister last night. Yeah, right. On mamas?
It means, like, for real? You serious? Come on now.
I know what the real answer is. I can give you the definitive definition. You swear on your mother's grave that's the truth, bitch?
But that's what he said, basically. I hate to give it.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to get, if he's close enough, man.
He's close enough. Yeah, it's 12 to 11 to 2.
Oh, shit. 2 points, man.
Where are we flying to now, TNT?
We flying to the ATL.
Atlanta.
The good old South.
I may get left behind here. Just listen to a lot of I listened to Luda back in the day, so we'll see.
All right.
Sid.
It's Sid. Your word is guala.
Oh, my God.
Guala.
Send us, please, TNT.
Absolutely. All I ever wanted was some motherfucking guala.
That leaves it up to me about just about anything.
It's from a song. It's actually from a Migos song.
Oh,
wow.
You don't know that shit.
I know it.
From Atlanta. All I ever wanted was some respect. All I ever wanted was some...
Is that your final answer, sir?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to inform you that...
you think you're slick with that buzzer.
All I ever wanted was some guala, huh?
Guala.
Guala.
G-U-A-L-A.
I thought it had guala. Two L's.
Yeah, that changed. Totally changed my answer. All I ever wanted was some guala. How about cash money? Badass.
That is the right fucking answer.
I got four motherfucking points.
You would be surprised how many words there are. For money.
Man, I'm still down by a lot, guys.
You might be fine.
It's my point. Oh, it's my word now, too.
It's your word.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Good thing I'm not from the ATL, though.
This one might actually be good.
Uh-oh.
This is a very common word that the kids are using in the streets.
Oh, shit. The millennials?
Okay. Yeah, I'm out there with them, and we're always using this word. Your word?
What is it?
Yeet.
Use it in a sentence for me.
Hey, do you want to see some back shots of my girlfriend? I sure do. Yeet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's misleading, man.
Term that shows excitement and that you want to see him. It's hot.
That's pretty good, Jonas.
Jess.
Okay. Just because he got the buzzer on that one, I'm going to go polar opposite. He thinks that chick is nasty. He thinks she's dusty.
Wow. This guy is really quick.
Damn.
But wrong.
Damn.
Very wrong.
Sid.
Meantime, I'm excited. Show me that titty pig.
That's right. No, because Jonas just said he was excited. That's wrong.
Oh.
Well,
let's see that back.
Okay, well, fuck
that's you. What it means.
You're getting it, too.
Ah, damn it.
Yeet just means psych, or you played yourself.
Oh,
okay.
Like, no, I don't want to see no pictures of your fucking ugly girl. I told you they're misleading.
Hey, you didn't assume she was a good-looking chick?
Well, who gets the pity point on that one?
You get it, man.
Oh, shit.
It was only two answers. He copied your answer.
All right.
We got a game to one.
Jess's turn.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Jess, your word is lick.
Oh, don't lick butthole.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
It's the season.
Hashtag.
Sentence, please.
Absolutely. Yo, fam, put your camera down. Snapping pictures and shit. You looking like a lick right now.
Like a bitch.
That's what I was going to say.
Like a bitch. Sorry, it's not like a bitch. It's much more
Sid.
Deep. It's much more deep than that, thank you.
A piece of shit.
Do you say I went to the bathroom because I got to take a lick? That's the wrongest answer of them all.
Okay.
A show off. Like a someone who's trying to like be like show off what they're doing, like a extravagance, like an internet, like showing their shit off on Instagram, trying to make everybody jealous, that kind of thing. Damn it!
No, put your camera down. Stop snapping pictures and shit. You're looking like a lick right now.
What's that?
You
if you're looking like a lick, you're looking like a person that's easy to extract money from. Oh.
Oh, I thought you said piece of shit.
No, that was me. He gives two or three answers at a time.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Y'all been giving points to this bastard. It's nice.
No. Every point I've made, I've earned.
He got his buzzer, though.
Yeah, he got a buzzer. I gave a buzzer. He just told what the answer is. I guess we're going to cancel that word out.
Yeah, skip that one.
That's fine.
I was wrong anyways.
All right, one answer.
You guys have similar accents. I'm not gonna lie; it gets a little difficult sometimes.
So. Yeah. Yeah,
I'd expect. So. whose word is this? This is yours.
Third was me. It's Sid's.
Sid. Here you go.
Your word is plug.
My dealer.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Score is 13-11-5.
Jonas, we got this. We can beat him.
This is my word.
This is your word.
If we combine our damn points, we can.
Jesus, the last two are not easy in
this,
ATL.
This is the last two period?
These are last two in ATL.
Okay.
Your word, Jonas, is JIT. J-I-T.
I get all the fucking JIT. Hard words, man. Go ahead, write a sentence, because I ain't going to get that without it.
Somebody better come and get their JIT before I have to get my pistol. Let me just get my buzzer ready now.
Wow, somebody can get their JIT, or I'm having to get my pistol.
Yeah. ATL, we're in the South.
Get their, I don't know, man. Get their shit. I don't know.
Get their shit?
Get their shit. Get their stuff. Come get their fucking belongings.
Jonas, I need you to be creative. Think about what.
Dude, Southerner. None of these are real words that people use. In the rest of the game, we use shit that no one ever uses. Knowing that they're real, my mind is broken.
We absolutely have used real words before.
Yeah, we have, but it's thrown me off.
One of the words was cougar from your.
Yeah, man, it's thrown me off secular. I'm sectioning it off by the
Jonas
country.
Has got the sourpuss face on right now.
I was not ready.
Hey. I'm sorry you weren't ready, man.
I wasn't ready. It's my own fault. I ain't blaming anybody but Jonas.
It's hard in the ring, man.
It is hard in the ring.
Now you got to appreciate why I kept this belt for so long.
I do. I appreciate it.
All right, let's go. Who's next?
Jit.
Yes. Somebody better come and get their JIT before I have to get my pistol.
Drugs?
Nope.
Is that your final answer?
Wait, no.
You already said it.
All right, yeah, drugs.
Oh, well, congratulations. You get the wrong answer.
Sid.
Well, guys, this is what you would say if somebody's dumbass, punk-ass buddy was over there acting a fool. Somebody better come and get their dumbass buddy, their JIT, before I bust his ass.
Wow.
No!
Well, that was wrong. While that was wrong, that was the very closest. A JIT is a small child that don't know nothing. Unquote.
Interesting.
That was the closest answer. So he gets the point with that one. Because he was the only one that chose a human. A living living creature.
All right. It's 14-11-5.
Bam.
All right. Let's see. What's that?
Got him. I'm on top this time, guys. I'm feeling good today.
I hope so. All right, I want you to get your game face on. This one's kind of a layup, though. Your word is finesse.
No, that's not what I thought.
Yeah,
same about that dude, Greg Allen.
Okay.
It means handling a situation with care.
Wow.
It's just this question.
Oh, fuck! It means handling a situation with care.
No. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay, well, it's absolutely wrong.
Wait, wait, wait. I didn't know that was my word.
Sid, what do you got?
Let's see. Okay.
Finesse.
Damn it, I know it. Finesse. Shit. That was my final. No, I mean it's not, but it was.
What do you think? It could be so many things, right?
Finesse. It means tiptoeing around the situation with your girl.
Nope.
I'm sorry. That is not it.
All right. Well, Jonas is going to ask for the sentence.
That's a good idea, Jonas. Yo, my N-word. How did Latrell get that whip? Probably finessing the plug.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yo, what now? What was that, TNT?
Yo, my N-word.
Hey.
How did Latrell get that whip? Probably finessing the plug.
Sleeping with. Fuck it.
What?
The plug man!
Yo!
She wants the car, so she fucks the drug dealer to get the car. I think that's pretty legitimate to say.
We're talking Streetwell here, son.
Yo, you know what? We appreciate the intricacies that it took to come up with that answer, Jonas. I'm definitely giving you the point. That is so wrong. You only get the pity point.
All right.
That is so wrong.
It means being deceitful.
That's the right answer.
So they got a car by being deceitful to the
dealer? Finessing the plug.
For sure.
Yeah. Finessing the plug is a very common utilized phrase for basically stealing from the drug dealer. Being deceitful.
Oh, okay. Damn. I got you. All right.
So if you are being if you are being finessed, you're being stolen from.
Oh, okay, I got you. So they stole a car from the drug dealer. Holy shit.
Yeah.
They're about to get killed.
All right. I hope you guys are ready for this.
All right. It is let me get the score.
Yeah, what's the score right now?
It is 14 Sid, 11 Jess. Jonas only got 6.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Because we're in the lightning round.
Oh, no!
There's a lightning round.
He didn't know it.
The lightning round is called money, weed, or both.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I'm going to give you words, and you're going to tell me one by one if they're money, weed, or both.
Money, weed, or both.
Yeah.
All right. Lightning round. Is everyone worth a point?
Everyone's worth 2 points.
This isn't even the same game, but it's all right.
Yeah, make
what
it two points.
What if Jonas comes back and wins this thing?
I told you it's anybody's game. Wow. You weren't
I thought we were playing Are You Urban. I didn't realize we were playing Travel the World with TNT and Money, Weed, and both. That's an entirely different game, but I like it.
I'm sorry. I thought that all of these were urban words. I guarantee if you look every single one of these words up in Urban Dictionary.
Now let's do it. I'm ready.
You damn right. All right, who's first?
Okay,
who's first?
This is it. This is the end of the game.
This is the end.
How many words do we have to go through? Are we all going to get an even amount?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we all get a chance to answer these, right?
There's only three.
It's only one person either gets it or
not. Okay.
We're just going to go through
and
the words.
And you get 2 points for every right answer.
Yep.
Money, weed, or both?
Yep.
Okay. We'll start with Sid. So there's a three. The wall get an even amount? Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, this is lightning round, so we're going to go quick. It's Sid, then Jess, then you.
Yeah, give
Sid,
me time
you
to, like, mark
absolutely
the paper.
So it goes Sid, then you, then Jess?
Yes.
All right. So, Sid, your word is Benji. Is that money, weed, or both?
Money.
Correct. Jonas, your word is cheese. Money, weed, or both?
Both.
Wrong.
Mm.
Jess, your word is broccoli. Money, weed, or both? Sorry, that's both.
Oh, shit.
Sid,
your word is a squirrel.
Money.
Or both? Absolutely.
Damn it.
All right. Who's next?
Me.
You? Your word is dime. Money, weed, or both?
Both.
That's okay. Both.
All right. Jess, yours is doja. Money, weed, or both?
Weed. Jess knows it's weed.
It's in the past.
Sid, your word, Your word, payola, money, weed, or both?
Money.
Yes, money. Jonas, your word? Your word is green.
Both.
Oh, Jonas. Swinging the big stick. Right.
Jess, your word is Jackson. Money, money. Weed, or both? Money. Damn. Sid, your word, spinach. Money, weed, or both?
Money.
Weed.
Come on, man.
Spinach? That is weed. Money. That was weed.
This is a joke.
Yeah, I did extensive research, just so you guys know, on all of these words.
Spinach is a plant that grows at the ground. What is weed? It's a plant that grows at the ground.
It is. Spinach is weed.
TNT.
Money. Yes.
Control your guests here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to ask you to sit the fuck down.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you got it.
All Jonas. Right.
Jonas, your word is rack.
Money.
Absolutely. Yes. Sid, Jess, your word is dagger.
Shit.
Money.
Sorry.
What? Not...
What is a dagger? How much is a dagger?
It grows in the ground.
Jess
has no idea here, and he wants to play me out.
Jess, your word is Sid. I'm sorry. Your word is nickel, money, weed, or both. That's right.
Yes, huh?
Jonas,
your word is paper, money, weed, or both.
Money.
Okay.
Jess,
your word is diesel, money, weed, or both?
Check. Sorry.
Both.
I like that.
Diesel for both? No, that's weed. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Smoking on that diesel?
Yeah, but you got to have cash to fill up your tank. Diesel. Come on. I drive a pickup.
I love it, man. I almost want to give it to him. All right. Your word is relish.
Sid, your word's relish.
Money, weed, or both? Sorry, that's money.
Shit.
Jonas.
I thought that was weed.
Jonas, your word is endo.
Weed.
Money.
That was the easiest.
Come on.
Endo?
I'm sorry, it was the easy.
Your word is...
Jess, your word is dub. Money, weed,
or both? It's what now?
Dub. Money, weed, or
both? Dub?
Yeah.
Yes.
Money.
No, that would be
damn it.
Sid,
your word is shit. Money, weed, or
both? My word is shit?
Yeah, shit, like a turd.
You got that shit. Both?
Absolutely. Shit can be anything.
I wish you guys could have seen his face because he wasn't sure about it. He said both, and his eyes got real big, and he got a little nervous.
We're jacked up over
Jonas,
here.
Cake. Cake. Your cake. Way. Yeah. Money, weed, or
cake,
both?
Cake, cake,
money.
Cake, cake.
Yes.
Ass.
Jess. Jess, yours is BC. BC. Money, weed, or both?
BC. Breath control. Not for it. I don't know, so I'm just going to give it a toss-up, and it is weed.
It is. BC All Bluff. Right.
Damn right.
Jess, or Sid.
Sid, your word is blue cheese.
Weed.
No, that's money. It's referring to the blue-faced hundreds.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't have any hundreds, you know what I'm saying?
Jonas. Well,
all right, Jonas, your word is cream.
Cream?
I need to get the money. It's
money. I knew that. I was going to say money. Anyway.
I was going to say, you just gave it
to
me.
Yeah, well, it's all about fun and games.
Yeah, just your word, quarter. Money, both. Weed, or both?
Yes. He used to buy my quarter.
the both? You don't want to divulge that information over, you know.
Is it not legal in Texas yet?
No,
it's not in North Carolina either.
I didn't
Yo, there's so many Trump picket signs in Texas, man. You're never getting that.
Listen, North Carolina is just as bad. Like we're like right behind Texas as far as conservativeness. We're like right there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Sid, your word, devil's lettuce.
We and both. You know what I'm saying?
No, let. It's weed though. Lettuce is both weed.
Jonas. Devil's
lettuce. Your word, kill.
Kill?
Yeah.
Weed.
Absolutely.
Jess.
Jess, your word is duck it.
Okay.
Money.
Absolutely. Like TJ Duck. Formerly of the Atlanta Falcons.
We got a few more. We got a few more.
Sid.
Sid, your word, simoleons.
Money. Simoleons, yeah.
Jonas.
Jonas, your word, smacker.
Money.
Yes.
Come on.
Jess.
Jess. Jess, your word is chips.
Money.
It's both.
It's both?
It
what
is.
What the hell?
Sid.
I'm sorry, man. Sid, your word is milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Money.
It is. Milk and honey.
Jonas.
Jonas, your word, Chiba.
Smoking that cheese, you know what I'm saying?
These guys know more about this weed business than I thought they did. I had to do research to gather this information.
I went to college for 6 months.
It's Jess.
Jess, cabbage.
Both.
It is.
Yes.
All right, one more for each of you, and then we're going to call it. We're going to get see what the score is. Who's up right now? Sid?
Sid's going to win. it's impossible.
You got to have some suspension.
How am I going to have suspense? If I tell the score, you're going to know he can't win. No, we're both down by more than 2 points, so it doesn't matter.
I know, but the viewer at home doesn't know.
Okay. All right, hold on. This. Scratch that, guys. Here we go. Sid has 30. Jonas has 26. And Jess has 23.
What? But you...
So, Sid's up by more than two points, so he's going to win.
I got a deal.
What's
the last question for each of us is worth 10 points.
Oh.
Big money.
Do you
want
to do that? All right. I got to give you a hard one then, right?
I'm up for it. Wait, who are we starting with? Sid? Okay.
Yeah.
10 points. Is y'all good with that?
10 points for this one? All right.
Basically, yeah. I mean, whatever. I'm good with whatever, man.
All right. Well, fine. We're laying it all on the line. We're going off the rails.
All the chips are on the table, son.
All right. Your word, wizard.
I didn't agree to this, but that's weed.
It is weed.
So Sid won.
So
even if we get 10 points, we're not going to win. Anyways, Jonas.
Jonas, your word, Guy Smiley.
Sounds like a dick.
Guy Smiley. We'll go with money.
It's weed.
That's fine.
Makes you smile, guy.
I guess so.
Makes you smile,
and
guy.
Jess.
What up?
Jess, your word is... I got to give you a hard one here. Yard.
Weed.
No, a yard is money. It refers to
$100. A yard is grass. Grass is weed.
You don't smoke the yard.
No.
I'm sorry.
But you cut the yard, and then it's like little leaves, like hot leaves, and you smoke the pot. You're done.
That is a valid argument, good sir.
Well, Sid won the first and ever only TNT Travel the World International bonus round money.
Okay,
I just want to say, I want to thank my family.
Oh my God, it's great, Sid.
I want to thank TNT for being here. I want to thank TNT for. I want to thank Jonas for having me on. I want to thank the listeners for believing in me.
Jonas, TNT, Sid, I have a proposition.
No, you're done.
No, it ain't for me.
Okay.
We need to have, whether it be on the Beardy Five or Crazy Town, a grudge match, Are You Urban, between Sid and TNT.
But TNT's beat me already.
Yeah. Yeah, but
multiple times. You want me to come in out of retirement?
No. I want you to bring the belt out.
At least 100 million.
I want you to bring the belt out and say, bitch, please.
Oh, shit.
My jersey's already up in the rafters. You're asking me to come out of retirement.
I'm out of retirement.
Spend the time with my kids.
For the White Sox farm team. So.
Forget about playing baseball. Come back to the Bulls, Jordan.
Yeah. Yo, you invite us to the Beardy 5 podcast and I'll
okay. Oh, son.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, we can do that. And how about this? Jess, you get 5 words, I get 5 words, and we'll co-host Sid versus TNT. Yes.
It's the crossover they've been asking for.
Wow. So go to Urban Dictionary, you find 5 random ass words, I'll pull out 5 random ass words, and that'll be the 10 words for their grudge match.
Just
the
FYI, TNT, I'm coming for you.
Oh, I should hope so.
All right. You guys, yeah, you get a hold of me, let me know when. We'll make it work on whatever day, as long as we can call them via Skype.
So, off the record, you guys promised me $1,000 if I won.
And me 50.
There's no gambling involved with RU Urban, Sid.
Yeah, sure. Good luck getting that out of my bank account.
I'm super urban.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on our season 2 finale. Do you want to let everybody know again where they can find you on the interwebs for the Beardy 5 podcast?
You can check us out on Instagram at the Beardy 5 pod.
Hit us up on Twitter at the Beardy 5. Thanks for having us on, guys. It was fun.
Appreciate it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, no problem at all, guys. And we will be right back on the Crazy Town podcast.
Yeah.
I fell flat on my fucking face.
No, you know what? It's okay. I've been through how many RU Urbans have I been a part of?
I think there is 9 or 10 total, including this one, yeah.
Yeah.
So 3, 3, and 2 and I think 9 total.
I think you did okay for your first try.
I did okay. I did subpar.
It's difficult coming from behind the mic to I didn't like doing your job, honestly. Yeah. That shit was lame. You gotta like keep track of shit. I can't do that.
I know. That's true. I mean, maybe that's what threw me off. I was a contestant and I was like, who's up next? Who's going?
I know. I just operated the buzzer. Maybe if I had given you the buzzer, it would have been easy.
Yeah, I don't know. But we'll say that. Yeah, we'll say that's what happened.
We'll say we both fucked up. Because I was a bad host.
I did like your bonus round. Money, weed, or both.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do. Too bad there's only so many terms.
that's the problem.
Yeah. For sure. Well, anyways, make sure you follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/crazytownmedia for all of our Twitch streaming, including season 3 of the Crazy Town podcast. Our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, and our Twitter is also at Crazy Town Media. Next week, more special shit.
If you're alive.
Actually, you know, I'm not sure when this is coming out. It might be season 3 starting next week.
If you're alive.
If you're alive. I'm not sure where this one's going to come out. But, you know, it's a mystery.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. For Jonas, for TNT Dynamite, we are out.
Is over.